Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe, as well as our island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hey, Dave. So this week, the planets in our skies are going to be moving through our western sky at sunset. Venus will set around about 10:15 p.m. Following Venus will be Jupiter, setting just after 11:20 p.m. And finally, Saturn will remain with us through the night till around 5:20 a.m.
And so that leads us to very exciting news as we return to the Mauna Kea Summit and another discovery that's been made at the Subaru Observatory, I understand.
Yeah, a team from Stony Brook University in New York has been using the Subaru Observatory operated by the National Astronomical Observatory of Japan. We're observing a cluster of galaxies known as the Coma Cluster. However, this recent discovery is a corker.
A corker in Coma? Doesn't sound right.
Well, the team found that around 800 of these galaxies they were looking at just didn't look like normal galaxies. Their shapes were spread out, and their extended bright central regions of the galaxies looked diffuse and faint.
And that means each one of these galaxies is just filled with planets and stars and stuff?
Hundreds of billions.
This is almost beyond grappling with in your mind. Hundreds of billions of potential worlds and stars. And
you could say the numbers are astronomical.
Yeah. And so what's up with their sizes?
Some of these galaxies are similar in size to our own Milky Way, but the weird thing is they only contain about a thousandth of the number of stars our own galaxies contain. This means that something is acting on these galaxies to influence star formation. Each galaxy is enveloped in something massive, invisible and dark. There is only one thing that fits this description. It's dark matter. What the astronomers at Mauna Kea have found are dark galaxies, over 800 of them. In fact, we think that the stars we can see in these galaxies account for only 1% of the total matter in these galaxies.
It makes Earth seem really small, and a lot of the things that we have going on here seem kind of petty.
It kind of puts it in perspective.
Is there more that we're going to learn on this story?
As always, the astronomers at Mauna Kea will continue to search for answers as to what the mysterious nature of these dark galaxies really is. But this could really be a question for the next generation of telescopes to answer.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.